From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Cuba restore full diplomatic relations. They took the action Monday after more than five decades of hostility. Before dawn, the Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department alongside the flags of the other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba now each have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. The U.N. Security Council approved the Iran nuclear accord Monday. The action clears the path for the lifting of economic sanctions against Iran. Representatives of all 15 member countries on the council voted in favor of last week's agreement. U.S. President Barack Obama has met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House to discuss a number of issues, including the threat posed by Boko Haram militants. Mr. Obama called Nigeria one of the most important countries in the world.
Recently, we saw an election in which a peaceful transition to a new government took place, and it was an affirmation of Nigeria's commitment to democracy.
The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first to Washington since beginning a new term in office in May. A suicide bombing in the Turkish city of Suruk has killed at least 28 people and left nearly 100 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack, although Turkish officials say they have strong reasons to believe it was perpetuated by Islamic State militants. The blast struck a cultural center at the same time a political group was holding a news conference on reconstruction efforts in the Syrian border city of Kobani. Meanwhile, in Kobani, a bomb exploded near a Kurdish militia checkpoint in the city. This is VOA News.